New Frontiers. We've been opening doors for thousands of centuries across space, galaxies, oceans, in science, medicine, and in every imaginable frontier. Yet, there's always been a mystery. It's always been a matter of deep, fascinating curiosity. How a mind works, how capabilities are formed, when does talent form? Yet, there's something that is still waiting to be discovered, that is core, innate, and personal to every individual. In this podcast, I bring to you the secrets of personal evolution, as a creator of a technology that's pioneering the science to design and accelerate the frontier of personal evolution. Welcome to Solo Voice, taking you places where no one has gone before. What makes a person special? How is it at times you meet someone and you just know that there's something special about this person? How is it sometimes you can trust someone in an instant? What makes someone stand out when everything else is the same? Something deep inside you makes you feel that there's something unique, something extraordinary about someone. Have you met people who make you feel that way? Maybe it's to do with something. Maybe this person touches you this way in a personal space. Or maybe it's in a specialization that you're seeking. Sometimes it can be a friend, sometimes it's a doctor, sometimes it's a business advisor. But we've all met people, when they do what they do, it feels like magic, even before they start doing what they do. What is this? I call it vibe. Vibe is an outcome of thousands, maybe tens of thousands, of small things that comes together every moment in a person's communication, in a person's presence. It might be the muscles around their eyes. It could be the minor muscle movements across their body. It's the posture. It's the layers of skin that have been conditioned by folding in and out in a particular way for years together. To have a particular structure, it's the nuances in their sound, it's the pheromones and other things that the body creates when a person is in a particular state. Each one of these things might not be as significant if you were to put them down in a piece of paper and list all the things about a particular person that makes them have a special vibe. Any single description of each or any of these things may not be significant in itself, but when they all come together, it produces magic. It's something that we haven't yet learned how to put a number to. It's something that you can't label. But when a person has a vibe, you know they have it. It's unmissable. Now, often people confuse vibe with confidence. That's like saying, I have a car that can move. Duh. If it can't move, it's not even an automobile. Confidence is a prerequisite, but a vibe, charisma, and other things are beyond confidence. It comes with age. It comes with experience. It comes with mastery. It comes with artistry. It comes with excellence within. And generally, it takes decades, 10, 20 years, for a person who does something to keep doing what they're doing before they have that extraordinary vibe. And anything that can be measured can be improved. And it's not different with personal evolution. One of the most important breakthroughs for us in the science of evolving people is, what are some of the measurements that you can look at when you know a person is evolving? You know, when people evolve, they get better across various things in their life. That's what happens when people get older, when they age. You know, they become wiser, they become mature, they can handle things that they couldn't handle before. And everybody gets old, but not everybody evolves the same way. And not everybody evolves in a good way. But people can evolve and people can become experts at things that they do if you give them 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. You start to notice that there's an elegance, there's an ease, and there's a presence that they bring forth just when they enter the room to do what they have to do. And that is called vibe. And that is one of the most significant measurements for personal evolution. If you can take a video of someone while they do something and take a video of the person doing exactly the same thing again after 10 years, you'll be able to spot and measure what I'm pointing to as vibe. Now imagine if you can do this in your mind, if you can memorize the nuances of the way a person sounds, a way a person moves, the posture in your mind. And you can play that video anytime you want. And then you meet this person after many years. Then you can say with certainty if the person has evolved in that particular area. Has their vibe improved or not? And we've been doing this for years right now. In the beginning, Haruni and I could do this. We would tell a person, hey, your vibe has changed, you've evolved in this. And they would be like, wow, how are you saying that? Because in our life, things have changed as well. People are now approaching us earlier when we used to approach people for opportunities that we wanted. And our answer to them has always been very simple. Well, we see a movie of the way you did what you did many years ago, and we see a movie of how you do it now. And these two movies play parallelly in our heads, and we can compare the difference. But now what we do is we take a video of the person when they're designing their life, and then we take a video of the person when they're designing their life, like 6 months later, 1 year later, after they go through a time compressed personal evolution journey. And it's fascinating to see what a vibe change can do to a person. We've done this for a director. You know, he said that he's got funding, he's got the producer who's committed money, but he's not able to get good talent. And while he was talking to me, I took him back to that moment, as conversationally, to the point where he's approaching good talent. And as I did that, I could see how he was a different man in the field than he was when he was sitting across me. And when I saw the man he is in the field, I looked at him and I said, you know what? You don't have a director's vibe. And nobody's going to trust you and commit 6 months to a year into a movie that you're going to create if they don't trust that you're a good director. And he said, but I have these credentials, I have this thing. I said, well, you may have all of that, but what you communicate is more important than all your credentials. And your communication begins much before it begins. And I asked him, why do you want this movie to be a success? And he said, well, because, you know, I want to become famous. I said, is that a real reason? And when did you first decide to be a director? And he spoke about a childhood experience and how he wants his message reaching the world. And I said, well, that's the true intent. But what's happening is that your short-term goal, your immediate need, your recent fascination for fame is overshadowing the person you are. So when you're actually in the field, what people see is someone who's desperate to be famous. They don't see a strong soul who's there to take a message to the masses. Now, it was like hundreds of doors opening for him, and he broke that moment and he said, this is what is happening. What do I do? Well, that was the easy part, to change his unconscious priority, to focus on what he's always wanted, to take a message to the masses. His wife changed. In the next 3 months, he closed incredible talent for his movie, and then he came back and told us how things have become much, much easier. This has happened for an actor. When an actor was talking to me about auditioning, and he said, you know, the first look, the first impression matters, and you have one shot, and if you don't do it, you don't get it. I told him, that's nonsense. If you're good, you have more than one shot. People will call you. If they're not sure, they'll call you again and they want to check how good you are. Can they somehow fit you into the role that they want? This happens all the time in every industry, and specifically in the acting industry. When you're good, people will call you. The thing about the first impression is the last impression is for amateurs. It's not for extraordinary people. And I told him that if you really want to get your deals, then what you need to do is you need to become the character before you walk into the audition room. I said, that's unconscious vibe. You want to get in there as the character that you're playing. You don't go in there with the mindset to impress, with the mindset to make a great impression. You go into that room as the character. Wow, what a shift it was. He started getting 2 new movies right after that. And he's also started doing a lot more in those 3 months right after this interaction. Why plays a big role? We've seen this with business people. We've seen it with CEOs, CXOs. I've gone off organizations where there's this informal guy. He's not holding any position of authority. But the vibe he gives out is that, hey, you know what? I know what I'm doing and you can trust me on it. And people flock up to him and listen to him and work with him as a team. They give him the support and coordination that they don't give their own direct boss or their super boss. It happens all the time. In my own life, vibe has always been a critical component. When I was 12 years old, I remember I was sitting in this IT company. My father had taken me to intern over there, and I was, I think, in my 8th grade, and I was a coder. I knew C programming, I knew Flash, and I was at that time working on something called as TSRs, which in modern-day translation would be virus, computer viruses. So I was working on the technology that enables and thereby the possibility to stop viruses. And I remember it was just a passion and had no business objective. And the company I went to intern with was called Sri Vishnu Infotech, and I was doing some Flash scripting. And I remember the end of the day when my father came to pick me up, he was puzzled because all these senior IT guys were around me and we were discussing hacking. I was showing them what it means to discover and exploit and how to use them. And the thing is, I didn't go around telling people I know these things. They found it. They saw the vibe. They knew this guy has something. They came to me. I remember when I was in college, one of my friends, he wanted to see this girl he really liked in Delhi, and he couldn't afford a train ticket or a flight ticket. And he said, Anna, can you do something to help? And I said, well, let's see if there's some conferences going on. And I wrote this paper called Help Artificial Intelligence Help You. And I submitted it to the JNE University, and they liked the paper. They called me for a speech over. And so I took my friend along, fully sponsored. We went over there, and it was a very impromptu thing. I had gone in like 3 days before, and nobody knew Antono. They just gave me a slot to speak, and there were 4 talks going on parallelly, and I was given one of this room where I was supposed to present my paper, and it was the smallest room, and I had 4 people as my audience. And it was a 25-minute plot. I remember very clearly, as I started talking, people started walking in. One after the other, after the other. Within the first 5 minutes, these 4 guys had created massive interest that the entire room was packed, and there were people surrounding the entrance around the room, around the windows. And the organizer asked me to redo the speech again because everybody in the main hall had actually walked out and come to this. Now, this is not to do with the excellence in the speech. Well, maybe it was interesting, maybe it was valuable, but people started flocking much before I got to the meat of the subject. That has to do with vibe. It has to do with the initial few seconds. It has to do with how people perceived what was going to come. And that's what vibe is. Vibe is a way for people to perceive what is about to come. And it's one of the most important form of communication. And for me, it is one of the most significant measurement for personal evolution. Because people can fake things. They can say, you know, they've gotten this result, they've gotten promotion in their job. And when they come, I don't know why, but even though our business is to help them, our customers, when they come, they try to put themselves in the best light. So I don't always believe everything our clients tell me. I actually look for my own measurement. Has this person really got personal evolution? Or is there a place in which I can accelerate even faster, even bigger? And one of my key measurements is I always check for the person's vibe. And I can always, if I met them 10 times across 5 years, I can play all the movies back to back, parallel in my head. And it's one of the most, if you can't measure vibe, I don't think you can be in the business of personal evolution. And if you're interested about your own evolution, I think you want to take a video today about the things. You want to take a video doing the things that you think you're an expert at. And you want to take a video 3 years later and see how much have you improved. Because vibe is everything. I remember a guy who's a coach to a famous, let's say, sports personality, a big celebrity in India. Everybody like sees him as an idol. But this guy who's a fitness coach to the celebrity doesn't get other clients, you know, because the celebrity engages him like 12 days a year, and he's free the rest of the time. And he's from Delhi, and he was talking to me about how he finds it so easy to get clients in Delhi, but in Bombay he doesn't get clients. And what was going on with him was very simple. He was living in Bombay, and he was giving a vibe of, hey, Delhiites are cool, Mumbaiites are not so cool. Now, the thing about mental attitude like that is that although it's inside your head, people can see through it. So when people from Mumbai approach him, they don't feel the same connect with him like they would with another coach from their own city. So what does he have to do? Well, we got him to drop that attitude. We got him. Now, see, this is not his conscious attitude, right? I mean, he doesn't want to belittle anybody, but it just happens. It's a thought. It's like what you call a nature of a person. So we helped him drop it with a simple neuro-linguistic programming procedures. You can stop people from bad habits, including bad mental habits. And we helped them drop that. And it was very interesting because when I met him 6 months later, his physical appearance actually shifted. He looked like he grew up in Bombay. And you have to see the video for you to understand what that means. But some of you might have friends who might have lived in a different country. And when they come back, you know, it's not just their accent, but they physically look different. If you know what I mean, that's what happened to this man. It didn't happen for the 5 years that he lived in Bombay. But once he dropped his barrier, once he dropped this demeaning attitude towards people born in Mumbai, he was able to adapt and become a true Mumbaiite himself. And then people started trusting him more. He started getting clients. And the interesting thing is I met him again in Delhi. And he looked like a Delhiite. In the sense he had a different vibe to him. A different slang, the way he carried himself. And to me, this is incredible that he can actually be a Delhiite in Delhi and a Mumbaiite in Bombay. And so sometimes vibes are also contextual. And I think if you have superior vibes in multiple contexts, life just becomes very easy. I remember this one time in my life where I had this deep realization when I was going through this period where I had to take, you know, I wanted to get my, there was a teeth that was, that needed root canal. And my doctor, being experimental, she said we could try an alternate procedure, and there's a 0.0001 chance that the nerve would regenerate and that I don't need to go through the procedure. But that phase was extremely painful. It lasted about 3 weeks, where I would all the time be in, like, you know, tooth pain. There would be swelling and there would be teeth pain. And I think once I was in the airport, and I'm just used to getting complimentary everything. And even though, you know, when I was in a new country, like in a 7-star hotel in Dubai, I get complimentary upgrades and people always treat me extra nice. And I didn't know it was extra nice until they stopped treating me that way for those 3 weeks. I was in the airport and I was trying to get something done, and the person treated like I was invisible, or, you know, and then I was like, what is going on? And what I realized was, until then, what I was getting was special treatment. I understood those 3 weeks, what it was to be treated as ordinary, as regular. When I had the toothache, I think my attention was there. I didn't want to take painkillers. So it had an effect on my body, and I didn't have the vibe, the charm maybe, I don't know what it is, that I always had. And I know what it feels like. It's terrible. And you won't know what it is like to have an extraordinary vibe until you get it. And sometimes you can have an extraordinary vibe in one field, one area, but not have that extraordinary vibe in another area. But I think if you have committed your life to a particular field, a particular specialty, a particular thing that you want to keep doing in life again and again, you want to develop the vibe. And vibe doesn't come by, you know, how do I increase my vibe? Let me focus on positive vibe enhancement activities. It doesn't happen that way. Vibe comes from life experiences. Vibe comes from mastery. Vibe comes from artistry. You got to get your left brain and the right brain to integrate and work in unison. You have to put in 10,000 hours. You don't need 10 years. You can accelerate it. You can compress it to 2 years, 3 years. You need to take up things that you wouldn't take up. You need to challenge yourself. You need to do things that gets you to have what I call artistry. And then vibe comes. For me, the most important vibe amongst all the other things is the vibe that you emit when you communicate with people, when you talk to people. And I think you can have the vibe of a great businessman. You can have the vibe of a great singer. You can have the vibe of being a great professional. But I think nothing is as personal, nothing is as rewarding as the vibe of I'm trustable. You can count on me. And I'm here for you. And I think if you can give this vibe in your family and find yourself in situations at work where people feel about you, that you're there, that you're trustable, that you're listening, that you come up with solutions, that you help them come up with solutions, I think people will start flocking to you. And that is one of the rarest gifts that people can find, because at the end of the day, you get more of what you have. If you have a vibe that you're trustable, then people flock to you and give you opportunities, and then you get more life experience, and then your vibe enhances again, and it becomes a vicious cycle until you don't have to do anything. You just go in front of someone and they already trust you and feel like they've known you all their life. And in some ways that's true, because you become so good at knowing a person and expressing yourself to them instantaneously.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, and this is one idea taken from validated life experiences while developing the cutting-edge technology of excellence installation, where we help people design and fast-track their personal evolution in compressed time.
Because with excellence installations,
you accelerate up, launch your legacy, autopilot, predictive intelligence, map family evolution, and be installation genius, while you develop superior capabilities of world leaders in compressed time. And then again,
excellence installations,
you accelerate up, launch your legacy, autopilot, predictive intelligence, map family evolution, and be installation genius, while you develop superior capabilities of world leaders in compressed time. You know, there are certain things in life when it gets done, you want to do it all over again. This is Solo Voice, taking you places where no one has gone before. My name is Antonio Solajon, and I'll see you soon in the next episode.